Okay, welcome to Ask Adrian Anything, or Ask A, as I'm going to call it. I want to go to shows every week, and I don't want to just do episodes every single week of like midlife craving, where I talk about sex positive topics or things that I'm going through and sharing, openly sharing my journey. I get so many questions from you guys, and some of you really are so brave in what you share. And I think, God, I give back a response and I think, man, my cravers would really like to hear this, or maybe I can help someone else. And so starting today, every week, I'm going to drop an episode on Tuesday, and it's going to be every other week, midlife craving. In between that, Ask A. All right, here we go. And listen, right now, this is a raw episode, and I think I'm going to kind of keep it that way, just like a hangout with me. Like, I'm not going to edit this out. I'm going to drink my High Noons. I'm going to relax. I'm wearing a hat. I'm sweaty from the gym, and who cares, okay? I'm just going to keep it very real and raw here, just the way I like it. And just go for it, you know, and I think it'll be fun. Take the pressure off. I might have an intro or outro eventually, but for right now, you know, after almost 4 years of podcasting, I'm excited to say that you guys are going to get to see me every week. It's challenging and I'm a little scared, but we're in this together, and I'm excited about this. And also just to share the stories and the things that you ask me, and we're all going to be in this together. Okay. That's how I like things. Okay. So how can you ask me anything? You can ask me anything on my website, midlifecraving.com. I created like this little Ask A section. You can also send me a DM over on Instagram at Midlife Craving is my handle. And it's really me in the DMs. A lot of people are like, is it you? It really is me. Or you can, if you're watching on YouTube, you can comment below and I'll answer it on the next show. Okay. I got a lot of questions this week, so let's get right to it. And I'm going to answer every single one. No matter some of the questions, I was like, oh my God, but here we go. We're going to do this together. Okay. First one, what do you think makes a woman good in bed? I think this goes for men and women. It's showing enthusiasm. I will say a lot of my male friends will share stories and tell me, you know, oh my God, Adrian, like, she laid there like a starfish. She didn't make a lot of noise. There was zero eye contact. I wasn't even sure if she was having fun. And so I think showing enthusiasm just goes a long way. And that's for men too. You know, act like you want to be there. That's like, you know, and you can tell, you know what I mean? So I think enthusiasm, excitement, willingness to explore, things like that is what to me is makes a standout lover. Okay. Adrian, I really didn't think a midlife crisis would happen to me, but here I am, mid 40s, and I'm feeling lost. Where do I start? It's so relatable. And I think a lot of us during this phase of life feel this way. It's very normal to feel this way. I think that you get so busy and tied up in your 20s and 30s with, you know, go to college, get a degree, earn, you know, work on your career, start of get married, have babies, live happily ever after. And Disney lied. Okay. Like, that's not the way that it works. And that's okay. Like, it's okay if things have changed for you or if your path has pivoted. Like, and it happens to most of us, by the way. I think it's a very real thing to realize life is short. All of a sudden, half of your life is over and you're like, wait a minute, where'd that go? And like, your kids get older, but I don't feel older. So that's fucking weird too. I think where to start is acceptance is like the first part, right? Accepting that, okay, I'm taking a look at the beginning of my life, the middle of my life, and the latter of my life, and I want to see where things go, and I want to change or make an impact or change the narrative here in my life. And I think a place to get started, aside from just acknowledging it, is try something new. Challenge yourself. I think a lot of us get stuck in the mundane, you know, rat race. Go to work, come home, make dinner, feed the kids, go to bed, rinse and repeat, right? And that gets it's very cyclic, like the cycle never ends. And you start to lose things like your creative side or your, you know, excited side or, you know, your passionate side. And I think if you can just challenge yourself with trying something completely new, that would be a great place to get started. And also, you're not alone. I mean, I'm still feeling like a fish out of water. I actually said to someone the other day, I was like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Okay. Like, does anyone? Like, it's crazy, right? And life flies by, you know, I'll be 43 this year. So, okay, I want him to go down on me, but I'm worried I'll smell. This is a, you know, very common thing. And I think a lot of women worry about that. And if you've ever faced or dealt with the dreaded BV, bacterial vaginosis, by the way, it happens to everyone. Like your pH balance gets thrown off and then it might be a little weird down there. I, for one, use boric acid suppositories. I actually use them pretty much almost after almost every play. So it's a pill that you stick up there, and I usually do it like the night before, overnight, and then the next day you will have to use like a light day pad or like stick a tampon up in there. But the boric acid suppository, it works like a charm, and it actually, it clears everything up. So if I'm feeling a little off, or, you know, I just feel like things are, I'm just like, something's going on down there, stick it up there overnight. Clears it right up. So boric acid suppositories. I really like the PhD brand. If you go to my website, I have a links tab and I share the brand that I use there. It works like a charm every time. And my doctor told me that you can use it multiple times. Like if it doesn't clear up, wait a few days and you can do another one. And then if all else fails, go talk to your doctor. Talk to them about, you can get antibiotics, stuff like that to really, it's just balancing your pH. Okay. Nothing to be ashamed of, by the way. Happens to everyone. Okay. I am single now, and I've always kept private about my affairs, but now I'm curious to maybe explore with others. Where should I start? I guess I'm kind of confused. Like, are you thinking of having, you know, joining the lifestyle or having multiple partners? I'm not really sure what you're asking here. But I think the best place for you to start is to really be honest with yourself about what you want and what you need. You know, what are your wants, needs, and desires? And then go from there. If you're thinking lifestyle, I would try SLS.com. I would look at some friction parties. And I would, I mean, 3Fun is another, and Field app. Oh, there's a lot of bots on that app. But start getting out there. You can also, you know, go to a local club. I'm not sure if you're a male, I will tell you it's harder to get into the lifestyle. If you're not thinking about getting into the lifestyle and you just don't know where to start, if you are going to open yourself up again to dating or whatever, I don't know. This is a tough question for me too, because it's like the dating apps, they suck. Like nobody wants to fucking do those. I'm so over that. I don't know. I've been seeing this trend on TikTok where you can like go into random places like a coffee shop or a bookstore and to see who you meet. You know, take yourself to dinner. Get yourself out there. That's another thing too. Leave the fucking house. No one's going to come knock on your door and be like, hi, I'm, you know, Prince Charming or Cinderella and I'm here to rescue you. No. So get yourself out there. Try something new. Get out of your comfort zone and go meet some people. And then you might meet somebody new through them. That's my advice. And I feel like I need to look in the mirror when I say that because I need to do that too. I just realized I haven't even looked in the mirror. So I probably, I'm sweaty. I probably have like salt. It is what it is. Okay. The next question. How do you maintain multiple DOMs in a relationship? Are you open to more DOMs? What is your favorite toy? And how old are you? This is multi-questions. How do you maintain multiple DOMs in a relationship? I don't, and I don't have more than one DOM, so I don't have experience with that. Are you open to more DOMs? No, I don't think I'm looking for that. So I just feel like that would be a lot to manage, and I'm fulfilled. I'm good. What is your favorite toy? P-Cat from Tracy's Dog. Hands down. If you go to tracysdog.com, by the way, and you grab yourself one, use code CRAVERS20 and get 20% off. It is my favorite toy. She always stays charged. I like her second or third setting and then her magical sixth setting. Oh my God. It's like that edging setting. Just get her. Must have. So that's my favorite toy. And then how old am I? I will be 43 in August. Like I said, like these kids are getting older, but I don't feel like I'm about to be 43. Like, when did that happen? Time flies when you're having fun. Okay. Do you ever regret your divorce? I think I regret divorce just because you don't get married to get divorced, right? It definitely wasn't something I was planning on. I don't regret it because it gave me the life that I have now. I'm liberated and I'm free. And my marriage was not good, right? We weren't meant to be with each other. There was a lot of things that were going on. And I was really unhappy. If you've listened to earlier episodes, you know I was very overweight. I didn't take care of myself. I was really fucking miserable. And getting divorced was one of the best things that ever happened to me. So no regrets. But I will say that, like, you know, it's not something, I mean, nobody ever gets married to get divorced. So, but in the end, it was worth it. And by the way, divorce is hard and it's fucked up and it's a journey. So if you're endeavoring on with one, like, prepare yourself. It's not easy. But I do feel like the alternative is worse, right? Like staying that miserable, staying in a place where I knew I didn't belong anymore. Excuse me. I knew it makes me burp, by the way. Y'all are gonna have to deal with that. But yeah, I don't. Excuse me. God, I don't regret it. I don't think anybody that's gone through that, and it ended up being the best thing for both parties. I don't think anybody has regrets with that as well. Oh my goodness. Okay. Next question. If I could clear the demons, what exactly goes on during a threesome? It's so funny that I got this question because that is one of the things that I had asked Kat and Ams when I went on their show. My God, 3 years ago almost. And I had not even heard of the lifestyle. I had no clue what that world was. And I remember I said to Kat, I was like, so when you have a unicorn and you're having like the street, like what do you do? Like, what does she do? Like, there's got to be like some downtime, no? And I think what's key, well, okay, so what goes on is everybody pretty much moves in unison. Someone's cheering someone on, like not in that way, but you know, they're making out with each other, or, you know, there's always something going on. No one's ever like sitting out in the corner unless they're into that. But yeah, it's like a symphony. I don't know how to explain it. You should try it. But I will say I did ask Kat that because I was like, well, what do you do? And, you know, I think the connection that you have with a couple is key. Like, I would never play with a couple that I didn't have that strong connection with, that I didn't feel safe and comfortable with. I think that's huge. And also, you would be surprised at, like, the conversation that takes place. I know with one of my favorite couples, her husband likes videoing us. And so there's that conversation going on, and he's recording and telling us how hot we look and stuff like that. All parties are participating. I've definitely noticed that. And it's, you know, it's a very fluid thing and feels very natural. So that's what goes down. Okay. For me anyway. I'm in my 40s and my libido is so low. How do I get it back? Girl, get a toy. Solo play. Start figuring things out with yourself first. I really think that's where it begins. And just remember, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Okay. So get yourself out there. Go get a PCAT. Go get a Rosie. If you're intimidated by toys, start with like a Coco at Tracy's Dog, or you can get like a bullet vibrator. Take yourself to a local sex shop. You know, I think exploring your body, figuring out what makes you feel good, and also, you know, having multiple orgasms, that is what's going to get you started. Okay. I'm checking the time. Okay, what is the best sexual surprise for my boyfriend? When I wrote this question down, I immediately knew, wake him up with a blowjob. End of story. Okay, you're welcome. He's welcome. Okay, I can't seem to orgasm with another person. Please help. Man, do I relate to this. I gotta tell you, I faked it for many, many years. A long time. I would say I did have a few real orgasms here and there, but I faked it. I faked it a lot. And it was about when I turned like 39, 40, I was like, all right, I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm done faking it. And I just want to say, it takes your mind and your body, like your mind and your body have to match. Like, I can't stress that enough. So I'll tell you some things I did to really get things going is I would envision like some of the hottest scenes I've ever seen before. Or think about a time. And that might sound fucked up because, like, that I'm not in the moment, but there's certain things that just get me off. You know what I mean? And I also have felt the pressure where I'm like, oh my God, he's thinking, what's taking so long? Why hasn't she come yet? And so that pressure starts. So relieve yourself of that pressure and start like putting yourself in the zone with yourself. Like, get your mind and body to match and take matters into your own hands. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Most of my partners I'm doing that with are using a toy. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So you're not alone. I think it, you know, really, really get to know your body well. And don't be afraid to pitch in. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a slight on your partner at all. It's harder for us to reach climax. It just is, unfortunately. But that's why we have better toys, right? Okay. What is your favorite type of couple to play with? I loved this question. And I will tell you, it is when I have that elusive connection with the female. To me, that's the biggest connection that I have to make is with the woman. I mean, I have to be attracted to the guy too, but I feel like when I really connect with a woman and I feel really safe and I'm attracted to her and I'm confident with her and I feel like she is very secure, like that's a huge thing. Her confidence is soaring. She is secure in who she is. That's the kind of couple I'm looking for. And, you know, him too, like confident, secure. And a big thing too is I need to feel like their relationship is sound. Okay. And you can tell, you can always know. There's some couples I know I would never play with because I'm like, that's a disaster. You know, that's a recipe for disaster. No way. But when the couple, I can feel their love. And like I've said to one of my favorite couples, I'm like, I love your love. And that to me is huge. And then again, have to have that connection with the woman. Okay. Do you have a ritual before a play date, like an everything shower or certain perfume? I love this. And yes, of course, I'm taking an everything shower. I'm thirsty. The everything shower is definitely happening. And then also, I like to set the scene. So I have red lights in my room, red lights above my headboard. I like to wear certain things too. Like I like to look really pretty and feel very sexy. So that's part of the ritual. Do I have any scents or anything that I do? Not really. I make sure I'm hydrated. I make sure, you know, I smell good, but I definitely am not putting like scented lotion everywhere or lots of perfume. I'm not really into that. And it's also like, you definitely don't be doing anything down there, right? Because like, no, that's a self-cleaning oven. I'm not putting any scents down there. I think just keeping it clean, doing the everything shower, setting up the scene and, you know, look good, feel good. That's what matters to me. But there is a little bit of a ritual. Oh, I have something else I do. I don't eat a lot the day. Like when I know I have like a wild party coming up or a big date night or whatever, I won't eat a lot. I like to call it fuck shape and call it what you will. But I'll have like a Greek yogurt in the morning and then I'll just drink a ton of water during the day. I like to feel light. Okay. So that's definitely a ritual too. Okay. Let's see that. Oh, when is Erin from the sex shop coming back? Hopefully soon. I want to talk to her. She recently separated from her dom and I know she was going through a lot emotionally, but I'm going to reach out to her and have her back for sure. I'm also, you know, speaking of future midlife craving episodes, I'm also talking to someone who, what's her name on TikTok? She talked a lot about divorce. I want to do an episode, you know, like what to expect when you're divorcing. They make the one for everything else, having babies, getting married, but what to expect when you're getting divorced. And then I want to have my other friend on who she does. She has like a bunch of like erotica books that she wants to share. What else? Who else do I want to have on? Oh, I got to have Marcus on from Vibes Podcast. I definitely have some guests. I want to have more guests on the show. I think I've been a little scared with the logistics of doing video and stuff, but I'm gonna move past that and just move forward. And also Zach. I want Zach to come back. I miss him. I miss my boo. Okay, so Erin will be back soon. How do you get your partner into swinging? I think that it's a big ask if your partner is not into it at all. I think start with baby steps, right? You know, if you are super vanilla right now, it's very hard to make that jump from vanilla to full-blown sex parties and swinging and lifestyle stuff, right? So think baby steps. Do you use toys in the bedroom with your partner? Have you ever talked about kinks? Maybe go to like a dungeon and do like a tour. That's actually not a baby step, but you know, like start small and start exploring slowly together. And remember, the lifestyle is not for everyone. There are times I love ethical non-monogamy. I really do. But being out here in the world and dating and stuff and in a relationship with a primary, it's a struggle and it's new territory for me. And there are times where I have thought to myself, am I doing this right? Like, should I be monogamous for a little while? Like, should I talk to Mike about like being monogamous and shut everything else down? Because there is this, and I think a lot of lifestyle people don't talk about this. You can feel disjointed. You can feel a little detached at times. And so Lifestyle and swinging is not for everyone. It's a lot of fun. But even for someone like me who's like all in with it, I mean, there are times where I question it as well. So I think baby steps with your partner. And just remember, it's not for everyone, okay? And you never, ever want to force someone into that. That would be epic fail, okay? All right. What do you do to unwind? I love this question. Thank you for asking and caring. I spend time with my daughter. I love having downtime with her. If I'm not, you know, I mean, she's my priority. And so that really is a great way for me to unwind. And also going to the beach. I love going to the beach, spending the day there, you know, turning off the world. No phone, no television, no outside noise, just, you know, quiet time with my girl. I could say that. Okay. What to do when you're in your 60s and out of practice for years, out of practice regarding mostly dating? This is an interesting question. I think it came from a male. I just want to say practice makes perfect. So get yourself out there. Start dating. You know, you're going to learn. You're going to live, learn. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to grow from them. And then also, you know, get that solo play in. I can't stress that enough. It's the best way to build your confidence. All right. So get out there. And then if you're worried, I think you said something about, you know, getting back into the game and all that stuff, get a cock ring. Okay. That is a great way for behind closed doors to impress your partner. And if you're feeling nervous, it will help keep things going. So that's what I would do. That's what I would suggest. What's my time? Okay. We got time. Okay. If your depression meds prevent ejaculation, how do you assure your partner? I want to say it's very brave of you to share this. And I think that this is a very real thing. And I think a lot of us have experienced before where you're in a lull. And then if you're on something like depression meds, I know, you know, a couple friends that I have experience with that. And they're like, I've lost my libido, or I can't get hard, or whatever. Just talk to your partner. I know if my partner said to me, hey, I'm not going to finish, and it's because of these meds, it has nothing to do with you. If you reassure them and you give them the confidence, like have the conversation outside of the bedroom, clothes on, right timing. And I think that's the best way to go. I know I would fully respect, and it wouldn't even be a question for me if you had that conversation with me. And I would just want to be sure that you were feeling fulfilled. You know what I mean? Whatever that meant for you, or what I could do. But yeah, I think just have that conversation openly with your partner, and that will help reassure them for sure. Okay. I'd love to have a bisexual MFM with my wife. How do I tell her this? I'm scared. This is tough. I think if you're introducing threesome play for the first time with your partner, that is a huge ask in itself. But saying that you want to explore bisexuality, I think that can be tough for a lot of people. I'm just speaking brutally honest here. I know that a lot of my bisexual friends in the lifestyle, they have a hard time. You know, women, it's hot, it's sexy, it's the best thing ever. And there's definitely a double standard when it comes to men that are bisexual. And so I think baby steps. Start with talking about introducing different play. Having a FMF maybe, or just having an MFM with you not being involved with him, and then gradually evolve to that. And then if her mind is open to it, you can go there. But I do want to say it's tough, and I'm sorry about that. I wish it wasn't that way. I actually have a friend who I want to have on the show because he's a bisexual male in the lifestyle. And I'm like, it's hard because the treatment is different. It just is. And so I wish you the best. I would say baby steps and build that trust and earn that trust from her before you share that, because it's, unfortunately, it's the way it is. It just is. So, okay. This is my last question. Any advice for a new podcaster? Get a good lawyer. Have some thick skin. Really toughen your ass up, because this world will fucking chew you up and spit you out if you put yourself out there even a little bit. And listen, I'm talking about if you're starting a knitting podcast, if you're going to talk about cooking, or I don't know, you could be talking about religion. I don't know, but you are going to catch hate. That's kind of how you made it, but it's not easy. And you want to make sure you protect yourself. You want to make sure that you are prepared if it explodes or if you get a big audience and how it will impact your life, because it's hard. It's hard being out here, but I wish you the very best. If you have any other questions, head over to my Instagram and let me know. Send me a DM at Midlife Craving and I'll answer them. Okay, I got to run because guess what? Time is ticking. I'm keeping these episodes to under 30 minutes no matter what, but I will answer all of your questions. So go over to my website, midlifecraving.com. Fill out the form. I will get them over the next, collect them over the next 2 weeks, and then I'll share them on the episode. You can also send me a DM on Instagram, like I said, or if you're watching on Instagram, this sweaty boss hack face, you can just comment below and I'll collect questions there too. This is fun. I think this is going to be good. It helps break things up. And I really feel like I'm engaging with you guys. So cheers to that. And I will see you next Tuesday.